Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
If I had a slide, I would.
well,
I can't really use a plastic bottle.
Just try it. It sounded okay just now.
Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a classic, man. And it's a simple solo. Don't change it.
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you think of their show, their live show? I mean, it was the worst thing was we were standing there and there were a lot of young people there. They've never heard of Red Hot Chili Peppers before. And they were standing with their backs to the stage taking selfies. They didn't get into the music.
I must say, the first time I saw them, I was in Belgium. And I saw them after a four-day festival of some of the most amazing music I'd ever seen. And they were the final act. They were the closing act of the festival. And I must say, I don't think that it was what I expected. It was a very half-hearted performance. I felt like they were kind of phoning it in a little bit. And I think it's because they've gone through all this stuff. Now the guitarist left again, and their new album hasn't really done anything. And I think they're kind of in a strange transitionary stage where they're not sure what they need to do now. And I definitely got a sense of exhaustion. Like it was a little bit of a letdown, I must say. I'm not taking anything away from the band. I mean, the songwriting is just they're a legendary band. They're a legacy band, you know. So they're an amazing band and they've inspired me for a long time. But when I saw them live, I was a little bit disappointed.
Have you read the book Scar Tissue?
I have read a few chapters from it. I haven't read the whole thing, but there's some amazing stories in that book.
Yeah. And I mean, he's on stage now and he's sober, so it must be kind of weird for him not to be
a proper drug addict.
Yeah, on drugs, on stage, hurting himself on stage diving. And, you know, he got out of it. So there's a lesson. If you read that book, an amazing story, how tough it is to, when you're in there, it's tough to get out of that hell.
Absolutely, man. And I think that the whole band, I mean, John Frusciante, I think there was an incident where he burnt his house down and lost all his teeth because he was high on crack or something and the house caught alight. And I mean, those guys have had a very, very tumultuous career, but some amazing songs have come out of it.
Okay, coming up next, one of your songs. But before we get there, there's a huge show coming up, and I think it involves all the legends. I mean, you're going to feel like a teeny bopper when you do the show with them. Do you want to go through the list?
Okay, I'm going to tell you about three shows. So basically, my shows, which are next week, we're playing in Melville on the Friday, and Saturday we're playing in Nelspruit. All the details are on my website, jessiclegg.com. And then I'm doing this 21 Songs for 21 Years of Democracy, which is basically celebrating 21 years of democracy. And there's a whole lot of legendary artists who are going to play. Kurt Darren, Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse, Vusi Matlasela, my dad is playing, Yvonne Chaka Chaka, a whole bunch of total legends who have sort of shaped the industry and been legends throughout this whole transition. I'm very proud to be on that bill. And that is happening at the Civic Theatre from the 26th to the 29th of March, and then from the 2nd to the 6th of April, and then from the 9th to the 12th of April. So there's a whole series of shows, and you can choose which artist you want to go and see, and it's a whole thing. So it's going to be really a really special and quite a once-off event.
And hopefully they'll put that on DVD. They have to.
Yeah, I hope so.
That'll be absolutely amazing. Did you ever meet Nelson Mandela?
I have met him. I've met him twice. There's actually a funny story about the first time I met him. My mom and me were on a flight back from, I think, London. I was just a kid. I was about 4 years old. And we were sitting in economy class, and my mom kind of got distracted, and I got off my seat and I wandered off to business class and sort of hanging
with clothes on.
With clothes on for once. The one time I actually had clothes on when I was young, and I just wandered off, and she couldn't find me, and she was panicking and looking around the plane and trying to find out where I am. Eventually, she went into business class and she found me sitting with some random guy, just like kind of chatting to him and playing around and having a good time, and she kind of took me off the seat and kind of shouted at this guy and took me back and sat me down again. And the air hostess later brought a note from the guy who I had been sitting with to my mom, and she said, listen, that guy was Mandela.
Wow.
And he just wanted to give you a note to say sorry, like, you know, didn't mean to freak you out, like, he just wanted to say hi to your kid. So she got this note from him, and she was like, oh, it's Mandela, jeez. So she wrote him a note and sent it back to him, and then after everyone got off the flight, we met him and had a whole kind of how's it. He'd met my father a few times as well, so he didn't know who I was or who my mom was, and then the connection was made. And then I met him again a few years later at one of the 4664 concerts, and what an amazing person. I mean, it was funny because it was me and my mom and my dad and my brother, who was at the time about also 4 or 5 years old, and he immediately went to my brother. You know, he had such an amazing connection with kids, and he loved children. So he immediately started talking to my brother and asked him about his life and his school and all this stuff. And it was amazing to see him interacting in that way. You know, my brother was totally freaking out. But, just an amazing person.
You are an ambassador for...
4664.
And what kind of work do you do?
Well, I played at the Radio City Music Hall event in New York a couple of years ago. And basically, there's fundraising events. There's... concerts that are held, you know, there's social media campaigns, you know, there's a whole array of things. I mean, they haven't done another concert for, I think, 2-3 years, but all the social media side and the fundraising stuff is still happening. So, you know, I'm a part of that.
Okay. I've got an album here. I actually brought all your dad's albums in, and because you're going to co-sign it now.
I'm in.
You see, this is like a collector's item now. One day when I'm not on radio anymore and I'm out sitting on the pavement.
sailboat.
I'll do like, all right, I got Jesse Clegg and Johnny Clegg. Anybody, how much? They've signed this vinyl. So this is Johnny Clegg and Savuka, okay? It is the Cruel, Crazy, Beautiful World album. Yeah. If you've got this at home on vinyl or CD or whatever, there's Johnny. I've only noticed it now. I've never actually, you know, I just thought there's Johnny. Because, you know, there's this little guy sitting on Johnny Clegg's shoulders. Who is that little dude?
Well, that little dude is totally naked. Let's just get that fact out of the way. And that's me when I was like 3.
And I've only noticed it now after all these years. You know, you look at the sleeve, yeah. And Johnny, you know, Johnny Clegg's like in the background. So you don't actually go. And tonight you actually pointed that out. That is you sitting on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
So my first nude shoot was when I was 3. Many more to come.
All right, another song coming up in just a moment. Jesse Clegg, yeah?
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Decker.